Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, I Will Follow Him. Whoopi Goldberg gave an old song an entirely new meaning when she and her chorus of nuns sang, I Will Follow Him in the movie Sister Act. Spiritually speaking, the lyrics, I will follow him wherever he may go, and near him I will always be, for nothing can keep me away, he is my destiny, seem to have been the response of Levi, the tax collector. Do these lyrics also have relevance in your life? I invite you to listen to more. The word Lent is not found in the Bible. However, there is evidence of Lenten preparation for Easter dating back as far as AD 203. Lent became more regularized after the legalization of Christianity in AD 313 and again after the Council of Nicaea in AD 325. Lent is a time for Christians to refocus themselves through prayer, almsgiving, and fasting. In modern times, many believers use Lent to give up some specific vice in their life. Some add extra spiritual discipline during this time of preparation, while still others use some sort of Lenten daily devotional during these 40 days. The number 40 is used throughout the Bible. Moses spent 40 days on Mount Sinai with God. Elijah spent 40 days and nights walking to Mount Horeb. God sent 40 days and nights of rain during the great flood of Noah. The Hebrew people wandered 40 years in the desert while traveling to the promised land. Jonah's prophecy of judgment gave 40 days to the city of Nineveh in which to repent or be destroyed. And finally, Jesus retreated into the wilderness where he fasted for 40 days. How are you making the best use of your 40 days of Lenten preparation? Take a moment to reread this Bible passage from Luke 5, verses 27 to 32. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at a customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at the table with them. The Pharisees and the scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but the sinners." This passage gives us something to reflect on during our 40 days of Lent. Jesus observed Levi, who was a tax collector and someone who was notoriously regarded as a sinner. He said to him, "Follow me." At once Levi left everything and followed him. Jesus is also calling us to follow him. How are we responding? Now let's get back to those lyrics from the song in Sister Act. Over the remaining 40 days of Lent, we would all benefit from reflecting on these lyrics as we ask ourselves these two questions. Jesus has called me to follow him. Am I responding to his call with the same urgent enthusiasm that Levi did? What mountains, oceans, and everyday aspects of life are keeping me from the destiny God has planned for me? Here are some of those lyrics from the song, I Will Follow Him. I will follow him wherever he may go, and near him I will always be, for nothing can keep me away. He is my destiny. I will follow him. Ever since he touched my heart, I knew there isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can keep me away from his love. On our website, if you click it, you can also listen to that song from Sister Act. As we sway back and forth and sing along with this song and contemplate our answers to the two questions, let's invite the Holy Spirit to guide us as we attempt to rid our life of anything that keeps us from following our true love, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, your Son truly is my destiny. Help me to follow him all the days of my life. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, Don't forget you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember, to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.